It's time to start your engines because TNT is back in the saddle as your home for NASCAR this summer. With drivers jockeying for positioning in the standings and battling it out in the in-season challenge, you aren't going to want to miss a second of the heart-pumping, rubber-burning action. It all goes down this Sunday at the Toyota Save Mart 350 from Sonoma, where anything can happen. Watch the NASCAR Summer Series Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT and stream on HBO Max.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What exactly is psychopathy? What makes a person a psychopath? Can they control it? How does it come on? Does it ever go away? Those are just some of the many questions that I ask Dr. John Edens in this 5-part series, What Makes a Psychopath? Here's another piece of that conversation. How easy is it or not easy is it for an individual? I'm sure it depends very much on that individual if they are sent to a psychiatric hospital for an indefinite period of time, for someone who's been very cunning and psychopathic to essentially fake their way out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a few, you know, anecdotal examples of people being able to get away with that. And that is a legitimate concern. There are a lot of things that forensic psychologists do to try to investigate the essentially the validity of somebody's symptoms, especially if they're presenting as if they're suffering from schizophrenia or something like that. Mm-hmm. And some symptoms of schizophrenia are extremely simple to, verbalize, experiencing, like I'm seeing little men in the corner of my cell, or I'm hearing these voices telling me things. And it's also obviously very easy to try to tie those in if you are faking it, to try to maybe explain away why you did what you did. And, there's obviously famous cases of that sort of stuff happening. But a good forensic psychologist would never just rely on somebody's self-report of their symptoms. There are a lot of psychological tests that are out there that are very good at basically catching people trying to fake mental health problems. And probably even more importantly than that, if somebody's sitting in jail, you oftentimes have access to a lot more information about how they behave when they're not around a psychologist, right? Mm-hmm. And you can, discuss things with guards about their presentation. You can talk with their cellmates, you can look at their history of mental health types of problems. Is this somebody who, it just so happens the day they got arrested or the day that they committed some heinous crime that they started talking about hearing voices or things like that. That's not what you see in schizophrenia or things like that. I mean, it's usually there's a progressive onset to it. It could be the sort of stuff you might see related to, drug abuse and drug withdrawal, where somebody someday suddenly looks very much like they're suffering from schizophrenia. But, that's a a different sort of question. And usually, you know, using drugs is not going to be a successful argument to why you should be found insane. There's a big issue with what I'm trying to say, I guess, in a nutshell is, although there are examples of it happening, it's really hard to try to fake a serious mental disorder to get all the way through a criminal trial without getting caught by somebody somewhere along the way. Mm-hmm. But it has happened. So, you know, but there are a lot of the field has improved a lot in our ability to catch people who are, you know, we call it malingering mental problems. Mm-hmm. And you didn't really ask this, but I also want to throw this in. Yeah. The flip side to that question that a lot of people don't think about is that there are actually a lot of very seriously mentally ill people out there who adamantly refuse to acknowledge or admit to that they've got mental health problems and will do things like refuse even the possibility of pursuing an insanity defense. Again, a lot of people who are seriously mentally ill don't necessarily have great insight into it, and they don't want to be labeled as, you know, quote unquote, crazy. And that's, I would argue, at least as big of a problem in the criminal justice system as people who are faking mental health problems or people who actually have them and they might be relevant to their case. And yet they really don't want to have that happen. I mean, there's lots of examples of people firing their attorneys because they couldn't agree about pursuing something like an insanity defense. Mm-hmm. So both sides of that coin are actually really interesting and I think really important.
How can the relationship between the medical community, the mental health community, and the legal community be improved when it comes to trying someone criminally? How can that be more streamlined and be more looked at in a compassionate, in-depth, accurate way? It seems every state has different standards as to what they look at as being mentally fit or not. Just in your opinion, if you were to take a look at this and go, here's what I would change based on what I know, what would you say to that?
One of the things is fundamentally just part of our criminal justice system is the adversarial nature of it. You've got two competing sides, and I work a lot in capital murder trials, you know, death sentence types of cases where it's about as extreme as it can get in terms of the consequences of the outcome of a case. And what you see is two sides fighting tooth and nail to try to convince a jury of their version of the truth. And that's a hard system for mental health to really work in the sense that, you know, people aren't necessarily trained to have that sort of adversarial nature. It sort of runs counter to what being a mental health professional usually is, where, mm-hmm. you know, it's a collaborative process of working with clients that you're trying to help and things like that. And another outgrowth of the adversarial part of it is that, you know, basically both sides want the most extreme version of what a mental health professional might be able to say about a case, you know, because again, there's an old famous quote by a lawyer who said, I'd go into court with a neutral expert about as willingly as I'd go into a foxhole during a war with an unarmed man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the idea, like, I want somebody who's on my side and who's going to help me win this case. And expert witnesses in any discipline, not just mental health, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be objective and impassionate and not care about the outcome and present our opinions that are relevant to the case, but not really be on a side. And that's, as you know, even hearing myself saying that, you know, that's a really hard thing to do, to try to avoid that adversarial allegiance is what we call mm-hmm. that kind of idea when you're doing evaluations, where you're getting pulled more and to be more impacted by the side that has retained you to work on the case. And that's why, unfortunately, or part of why, that you see mental health experts oftentimes going into court and giving wildly different, you know, opinions about somebody. I've seen, to go back to talking about psychopaths, you know, I've been involved in cases where, you know, a prosecution retained expert described somebody and gave them a score on a psychopath test that was basically the same as Ted Bundy's. And somebody retained by the defense came in and evaluated the defendant and gave him a score that would have made, if it was accurate, like one of the least psychopathic people you'd ever see in prison.
Yeah.
You know, and when I see those, it's like, did you even interview the same guy? You know, I mean, yeah, exactly. It's just sort of mind boggling. But it happens a lot more than I think what a lot of people think. And it's a part of the adversarial nature of the process. And it's just a difficult thing to try to hold that sort of neutral ground. So that's one big problem that I don't have an answer to, short of, you know, moving to, you know, a different type of legal system. And there are countries in the, you know, around the world that have a more inquisitorial type of legal system where it's not so much competing versions of the truth, but you've got sort of people working that are supposed to be working towards trying to get at the truth, and that it's not, you know, the adversarial aspects of it are supposedly much more minimized. I mean, that sounds kind of really great, but if I got arrested for a crime and I was in a system like that, you know, I might be kind of worried because, like, I want my lawyer looking out for me, right? You know, I don't want this sort of you know, necessarily just sort of trying to reach some general consensus opinion about what's actually true. I want, you know, I want my rights defended. That's, you know, that's kind of part and parcel of, you know, how we think about criminal trials and stuff, is we want somebody rigorously, you know, working for our defense. So, yeah, I don't know that that's really ultimately an answer that people would believe in. Another thing along those lines is that, you know, in terms of the disconnect between mental health and the courts, is that, you know, separate from the lawyers, I mean, the courts are in many ways talking about dichotomies and the things that courts have to do. Somebody's going to go to prison or not. You know, they're going to be found guilty or not. They're going to be found criminally insane or not. And, you know, those are stark choices. Where, you know, the people involved in making those decisions, you know, would love to have a lot of certainty about what it is that they're hearing from the experts coming into court. And the field of mental health doesn't have a ton of certainty, sure. You know, and, you know, making black and white statements about a lot of things in relation to mental health is, you know, we're not really there. We don't have, you know, a lot of things are 60-40, you know, I like to say, where it's like, well, I kind of believe this is true, or this person is maybe more dangerous than the typical person. But if you're asking me, will he definitely commit a crime in the future or not? I can't answer that question. And a judge would very much love to have a definitive answer to that. Because they have to make a decision about whether, you know, for example, turn somebody loose, or something like that. And we're just not, you know, there in terms of being able to do those sorts of offering those black and white opinions. There's just a lot of nuance. You know, there's a kind of thing in the forensic world that people talk about where, you know, the answer to a lot of questions somebody might get asked on the stand as an expert witness is it depends. And judges hate that.
Yeah.
And lawyers don't like it either, you know, but that's the reality of it in a lot of cases. So there is just sort of some fundamental differences about the fields that, you know, I don't have the answers to, but, you know, it makes for an interesting area to do, you know, applied work in.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Let's deliciously bring some longevity and a taste of yesterday to those longer days. Refresh your summer routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Water. Now in seasonal flavors like Ice Pop. Each can delivers collagen to help support healthy hair, skin, and nails in a crisp, refreshing format. So summer indulgence gives you a little pop of something good. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's deliciously bring some longevity and a taste of yesterday to those longer days. Refresh your summer routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Water. Now in seasonal flavors like Ice Pop. Each can delivers collagen to help support healthy hair, skin, and nails in a crisp, refreshing format. So summer indulgence gives you a little pop of something good. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Friday evening. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.